Hi guys, today I have for you a brief talk I had with Mr. Alex Atamanenko, MP, regarding this glyphosate issue and Canadians. He had hosted us when we were on a talk tour last year in Castlegar and also in Osoyoos in BC, but I updated him about our recent tour of the maritime provinces and the issues with Prince Edward Island, for example, and also this new development whereby Canadians are wanting to test glyphosate in their environment and in their persons, and that I was getting involved with finding quotations and so on, and the fact that there appears to be no Canadian lab available that can test glyphosate in anything other than water and soil. In other words, they cannot test for glyphosate in blood or urine or mother's breast milk or cow milk or grain and such. And that raises some interesting questions in my mind, such as the government seems to have set limits of how much glyphosate is acceptable in, let us say, water, and they have conducted time-to-time tests to see whether the limit, whether the presence is within limits or not. Of course, it is being argued that the limits are already too high and so. But the question is, do they have any limit set at all of how much glyphosate is acceptable in the body? If they have set such a limit, I would like to know what it is and how do they test it if there is no lab in Canada that can test it. On the other hand, if they have no such limits, they have not set any limit in the body. In other words, it implies that any amount of glyphosate concentration in the human body is okay, it is completely harmless and so on. If that is Canada's position, then why did they set any limit in the drinking water in the first place? So these are the questions that were worrying me, and I pass these questions to Alex Atamanenko, and also the fact that we have at least some US labs through Anthony Samsel and Stephanie Senev that are able to do this test for Canadians. And this is what he had to say.
Well, I just think it's the fact that there could be glyphosate, residues in human beings. The fact that we could be ingesting this is very alarming. I just recently read the study by Anthony Samsel and Stephanie Senef, which talks about glyphosate and its correlation with celiacs and gluten intolerance, and they talk about people harvesting sugarcane in Central America, which have health risks as in relation to the desiccation that takes place. And this is something else. We've often associated glyphosate with GMOs, but something many Canadians don't know about is this whole process of desiccation, which I first learned about years ago when my cousin, who was farming in Saskatchewan, said, "Well, yeah, I desiccate the crops. I spray them before I harvest them. I spray them with glyphosate." So that happens. That happens to the sugar cane in Central America. That happens to our crops such as wheat. So one can presume if that happens, that there are traces of glyphosate in wheat. That would be the conclusion. So I think we should be testing for that also. It's important that we conduct independent studies here in Canada to determine the risk to health of this product. There's no question about that.
Very good. So we are encouraged by your words, and I'll record it and pass it around to especially young mothers. They are up in arms about it, and let's see where the pieces fall. I will also send you a short note about what I just said, and then maybe you can find out some answers to.
I want to move that forward, Tony. I'd like to do that because that's extremely important issue.
Okay,
and
sir.
And that should go directly to the health minister.
Excellent. I will do that, sir.
Excellent. Well, thank you for all your good work and for taking time to be part of that tour. That's great.
Okay, sir. We'll stay in touch. Thank you so much, and we really appreciate your taking interest in this very, very vital issue.
Well, it is important. Thanks a lot, sir, for all you're doing.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, see ya. Bye-bye.
So there you have it. That was Alex Atamanenko, Member of Parliament, lending support to our effort to get glyphosate testing done on our persons, body fluids and so on. And if it cannot be done in Canada, then let's get it done in USA through help of Dr. Anthony Samsel and Stephanie Seneff. And also, he asked me to write in a brief note to him about what I just said about this glyphosate limit issue and absence of any testing on human body fluids. He wants to take these questions, important ones, directly to the Health Minister of Canada. So I shall do that, and let's see what happens. Hopefully something good will turn out, come out of all this. And that's all for today, folks, and stay in touch. Hope you liked it.